to observe these norms are inevitably excluded from that group. Of course, there will always be those who seek to break away from tradition and to rebel. These people see themselves as unconventional in every sense of the word. They create a counterculture and they shun mainstream values. However, ironically, in doing so, they inevitably also create their own new code of behaviour with its own set of unwritten rules. For example, becoming a hippie in the 1970s required you to don the accepted casual dress of a hippie rather than the obligatory suit and tie that was standard at that time.
Track 7.
One of the main factors in ensuring a harmonious society is that there are clear, established patterns in the way we conduct ourselves, and we expect people to behave according to our accepted standards of behaviour. There are those who observe these social mores religiously, and these people are often labelled conservative. It's actually through such people that our heritage is preserved. But then gradually, over time, as our society becomes more and more multicultural, there is a blending of these customs and we gradually come to redefine the norm. If we enter a new group, we notice the unwritten rules and social norms of that group. Those who fail